Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey guys, we're out of the studio again today. This time I'm standing in beautiful Centennial Park in Sydney with Tanya Soulos. Now, Tanya is a business coach who has spent the last 20 years working with senior executives from big companies both here and in the US. Tanya now runs a company called TWOLK. That's T-W-O-L-K. You guessed it, it involves walking and talking. And I know I'm good at one of those things. Today, I'm going to do just that with Tanya and get her to share some advice for people wanting to start up their own business. Tanya, thanks for coming on Hammer at Home.
Thanks for having me.
How beautiful is it out here in this park?
It's divine.
I mean, it's obvious. It's beautiful. The sun's shining. The birds are tweeting there in the background. But why do you think it's so important to get these executives, these titans of industry, and even small businesses out of the boardrooms and their workshops and into a park like this?
I think it's really important that people these days take some time for themselves. I think it's really important that we think about our whole self and not just the executives that we are. And by getting people out of the office, into the outdoors, letting some sunshine into their life, they become different people. They forget that they're working when they're walking and talking with me, and they share a lot more than they would share in the office, over a cup of coffee even. And I've just found that they tend to let their guards down. They tend to have a clearer thought process, and they tend to go on tangents that are sometimes quite helpful.
I guess it's easier for people to... We know that you and I are both involved with Are You OK Day. We both know that talking about anything makes life a little simpler to understand. And if you're talking about your personal life, your holistic life generally, it makes it easier to understand your executive or your business life, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of stress, you know, that these executives have in the office. And I think by just doing a little bit of exercise, even if it's a little walk in the park, it still is more exercise than they're getting in the office, sitting in front of their computer, sitting in yet another meeting, maybe going downstairs and grabbing a bite to eat, going to yet another lunch, having another drink. It's all about well-being, and it's all about getting endorphins flowing, some vitamin D, breathing fresh air. All of those are really positive things and really help just unpack what's going on.
What sort of people come on these walks with you?
Oh, we have everyone and anyone. So, yes, I have a professional services, financial services background. So I guess that's where the executive stuff has come from and the large corporates. But really, I'm now getting a lot of privately owned businesses, a lot of startups, and I'm actually getting some mums. Mm. So, you know, I've got two young kids, and it's the mums who are... they've stayed at home for the first few years of their kids' lives. Maybe they're trying to re-enter the workplace. Maybe they're thinking about setting up a business idea that they've had. And they're like, but where do I start? Mm. And it's just taking them on a bit of a journey and a bit of a thought process of giving them the confidence, really, to get back amongst it.
Mm, you talked about mums, and mums and millennials are my two favourite sectors in the whole world. And through both of those, you get some amazing ideas. How do people know, whether they're a mum, an executive, just someone working for someone else, or a millennial, how do people know when they're capable of taking a business and taking it to profit?
Well, I think every business really comes from solving a problem. So I think you've got to say, what's the problem I'm trying to solve, and is it a problem worth solving?
I can imagine you've heard a thousand amazing business ideas. With those ideas, there also come a lot of mistakes. What do you see as the most common mistake people make when they come up with an idea that they think they can turn into a career or profit or a business idea?
I think the biggest mistake people have is trying to get the product perfect before they get it to market. I think really people need to vet that idea, whether it be with customers, potential customers, get some market feedback and actually take that on board during the development phase. I think people get too far along. They overinvest in the marketing, the branding, the website, the product itself, before they even know that they can sell it and how much people are willing to pay for it. And whether, in fact, we've got enough people in the market that are going to buy it, and whether we're going to cover our development costs, operating costs, and actually leave enough to make some profit.
When I was a young bloke, it didn't matter what idea I came up with, Mum and Dad would back it. They believed in me, and that's why I've got such a strong sense of confidence and self-belief. I guess I could say they were mentors, but quite frankly, it didn't matter what I said, they believed in me. How important is a mentor?
A mentor is absolutely critical to wherever you are in your life. Whether you are a kid at high school debating what you're going to do at university or for a career, whether you are a startup, an entrepreneur, whether you've got a corporate career and what your next move there is, a mentor, I think, is really important to you at any stage in your life. I think the mentors really are people that challenge you, they hold you accountable, they provide true feedback. So, you know, you don't want a mentor to be a friend. You want a mentor to be someone who is going to go on your journey with you, but really give you a reality check when you need it. Also give you a pat on the back and a high five when you need it as well. They want to see you succeed, but they're someone that might come from the same industry. They have expertise. They have contacts, networks that you can tap into that you might not otherwise have access to. And they're going to help you unstick some of the hard questions you need to ask yourself.
And tell me, does a good mentor drag me around Centennial Park, or do they take you outdoors? Are they that part of it as well?
Well, yeah, I like to think that there are professional mentors out there, and I like to think that I challenge my clients on a whole different level to what they get from a personal mentor.
A mentor needs to be engaged, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they want to see you be successful. When I think of the best mentors that I personally have had, you know, over my career, they are people who are passionate about what they do. They have a really positive attitude. They're a positive role model in every way, shape and form. They are enthusiastic about sharing their expertise and they want to give back. So they're happy to invest in others, and they see their mentoring as quite a serious relationship because they really love sharing that wisdom with the next generation, with those people who are coming through and are going to be them in the future.
How do I know that that person is a good mentor? You know, just because I know them and I respect them, you know, how do I know that they're going to be good for me? Is there a formula there?
I don't think there's a formula. I think you know. I think you know your people. People will have helped you through your career or your job or had a conversation that you really respected and resonated with. I think it's a matter of sitting down with that person, having a coffee. I would encourage you to get outside and take a walk. But I really think that you have a chat with them. And you don't necessarily say, hey, Baz, you're going to be my mentor? But you just have a conversation. And then you start to talk about what you are. Maybe it's that great business idea that you've got. Get them to answer it, see how they feel about it.
Okay, let's really nut down on this now. You've got a great idea, you're passionate about it, you've done your due diligence, and you've found people that support you and you respect as mentors. What are the key things to do next to make sure this is successful?
I think you need to have defined what the business is, what your overall objective of the business is, and I think you need to hold yourself accountable to that.
And those objectives are something you can reference back to. So things like logos and letterheads, whilst they're important, they're not what makes a business. That's not what brings in a customer. It's your belief. And if at a rational time, what you're saying is that you've written down this philosophy, you've created some objectives that you want from the business, every decision that you make in time should have a reference back to those things. I mean, that's just great foundations, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what you're looking for in building a business, is those foundations.
Yeah, that's great advice. But for people who don't want to start their own business, but they're really keen to work hard and they want to climb that corporate ladder, what are the tips there? And does Talk help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is executive coaching, and a lot of the leadership development work that we do within organisations and with individuals is to take them on that journey through an organisation. So we look at getting people from a graduate level to a manager level to a leadership level to an executive level, and we will help you build the skills that you need to grow as an individual to make that happen.
Again, not everybody gets to come and walk around this beautiful park with you. So what are a couple of those little tips that you can give us to help climb that corporate ladder?
I think one of the critical things we really need to be good at whatever level you are at within an organisation, is giving and receiving effective feedback. It's got to be simple, yet we're not very good at it. It doesn't matter who you are, but people find giving and receiving effective feedback scary. They don't want to have that tough conversation. It's actually not that hard.
And if you have that conversation enough, that feedback, does that become easier to absorb and take?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's two-way feedback. You want to provide that upwards as well as downwards, the feedback, and it makes it a much happier place to work. And then that makes your life a much happier place.
Something that you hear about often in the workplace, and I'm suffering a little bit of it now, is burnout. I'm running out of steam. How do you avoid burnout in the corporate world?
Okay, so burnout now is an officially medically diagnosed condition, which is scary in and of itself. So to avoid burnout, it's about balance. So it gets back to that mindset. It gets back to wellness. It gets back to living a balanced life. It gets back to getting outdoors.
How important is the balance of life to have a balance in business?
It is critical, and that is what TWRC is all about, is getting people outside to provide that balance, to provide some exercise, to provide some vitamin D, to get you engaging in the real world. You work and you then reap the benefits of life from whatever you make working. You don't live to work.
I've discovered one problem with TWRC. I've learnt an incredible amount on this journey, but it seems I'm about 4 kilometres from my car now. What do we do next?
Well, normally on a TWRC we'll have done a round circuit and you'll be back at your car.
Tanya, I've loved the chat, and especially I've loved this walk as well. Thanks for coming on Hammer at Home.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
See you again.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as me. There's a couple of things I really liked about that podcast with Tanya. First and foremost, of course, is the fact that we took time to get out in the sunshine and just walk around, lift your eyes up, open up the chest and breathe in some beautiful air. That was fantastic. But also, it gave me faith that what I'm always trying to say is in part true. When you've got a great idea, if you've got something that you think is business worthy, or it's just something that you want to do and take to the next level, what many of us do is go out and we work on logos, we work on what the name should be, all those glitzy, glamoury sorts of things. But any good business, behind it, there's a constitution, a set of objectives, and a governance on how you want this company to run into the future. If you set them, it's like the Ten Commandments. You can just keep going back to your belief system of why you wanted to start this. You know, if you think about it, I'm sure you've heard a lot of people say, oh yeah, that's a good idea, that business. I had an idea like that once. Now, these people are smart people and hard workers. But if you don't get governance right, you don't get your objectives right, you're always chasing your tail and just working hard and doing the same thing day to day. When you've got the governance, you can measure your performance, analyze that, and lose the things that you're not doing as well, and gravitate towards the things you're doing better. That is what makes a great business. Well, I'm going to get Tanya back in the future. So if you've got any questions you might have, if you think you're a mumpreneur, an entrepreneur, or a millennial with a great idea, send me an email at hammerathome@network10.com.au. But, you know, another little tip on life and business, I think, is this. Surround yourself with people that believe in you, that give you positive thoughts, and just steer away from the people that don't believe you can achieve, because I promise you, you can. Take it easy. I'll see you next time.
G'day, I'm Matt Burke. Now, we all see what happens on the field, but if you want to get the inside chat around the team, well, this is where you get it. During the Rugby World Cup, I'll be giving you your weekly rugby podcast, Talking Rugby, with names like Campese, Farr Jones, Hooper. We get to know the person and the player. This week, I sit down with a World Cup winner and former teammate of mine. He is the assistant coach of the Wallabies, Nathan Gray. Talking Rugby with Matt Burke. It's available now on 10 Speaks. Check it out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Shine your boots, Governor.
Yeah, all right, lad. They're looking a bit grimy.
All right, I'll clean them up then. Sit down.
Thank you.
So you're reading the old paper there, sir.
Yeah, what's it to you?
Oh, I've got a new thing. It's a way to listen to the paper in your ears, you see.
What are you on about, kid?
I'm on about 10 Speaks podcasts.
What's a 10 Speaks podcast?
It's like a newspaper for your ear holes.
Well, what sort of thing do they talk about then?
All sorts of things, Governor.
Go on.
They talk about Western Australian sport there, mate. I see you got the sports pages.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who's that by there? Who says that?
Doesn't matter about that one now. There's one about your house. And other design-related things. That one's with Barry Dubois.
Barry Dubois?
Yeah, you know, from the Friday show.
From the living room.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, what if I don't want to hear about my home or other people's homes?
That's all right. You strike me as the kind of guy who might watch The Bachelor.
The Bachelor? I've watched A Bachelor.
Well, maybe you'll hear a bit more about that on one of our Reality Bites podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, the shoes are done, Governor. That'll be £10.
How much?
10 squids, mate.
That's outrageous.
You're outrageous. I'm out of here.